So I think we should feel grateful for our own self, because today is a gratitude contemplations. I think first one we should gratitude is to our own self, because we really spend time to wake up early and try to do contemplations. And the purpose is that we want to have a better clear mind, a calm mind, a crystalline mind, so that to prepare ourselves for the rest of today, right? So I think we should be grateful to our own self first. And like I said, today we were doing the gratitude contemplations. So I think every one of you have been very familiar about this contemplation really. So today, maybe I would like you to check your own self while you are doing this gratitude contemplation. Check yourself, what kind of feeling that you are having, and especially checking when you are grateful for those person that have been serving us. You're grateful. Check yourself when you send your grateful to them. It's just simply send to them, or you send with a sincere thankful. Okay, I want you to go more in depth, not just by surface. Say, okay, thank you, grateful, gratitude. But check yourself when you say this word out. Do you really mean by grateful? Do you really mean by gratitude to them? Because a lot of time in relationships, is why we can't have a better relationship is because we do take things for granted. Even we say thank you or grateful to someone, sometimes we just say for the sake of saying. We are not really from our bottom of our hearts. And people can sense, your family member can sense, your staff in your workplace can sense it. But we say, yeah, I'm saying really, why is it still like that? So I want you to check more in depth today, right? So if you are ready, then we will start these contemplations. So as usual, we always need to get ourselves in the contemplation posture and try to sit in front, front portions of your chair. Let your back away from the chair. Remember, just be happy and remember you are spending time in early morning. Be focused. Make your mind just 100% focused in the contemplation. Then you won't waste the effort that you are spending waking up so early. Okay? All right. So remember, always must make your back away from your seat of your chair. Then slowly we can gently close our eye. Then we will start to adjust our contemplation posture. We first start from our face. Check our face. Are we relaxing? By checking our eye first. If the tendency that you will fall asleep, you know yourself during the contemplations, then I suggest you can slightly open some gap of your eye, not fully closed, so that to allow some light actually come into your eye. Then relax your face. You can try to put on a Mona Lisa smile so that it will really able to help you to relax your face and your mouth. And your head should not be too high or too low. So the best thing is that level your chin with the floor. Then check your shoulder should be level, not up down. And then gently roll back your shoulder blades. And that will open up your chest and help you to straighten your back as well. Then slightly tuck in your belly. And then park your hand on your leg or your thigh. Bum can be facing up or down, whichever comfortable for you. And now we put our focus point on the tip of our nose. And then we will do the first exhale, followed by inhale. Start to do a longer exhale, especially if you, when you exhale, you think that is the extreme, then slightly exhale again while you are thinking your exhale is already reached the limits. We call it double exhale. Push more air out from your lung. Then when you inhale, just take it naturally. So every exhale followed by an inhale, we count it as one. Today we are trying to see whether can we do a perfect 10 count, which means throughout the process of doing your breathing contemplations, your focus just on your breathing and not anything else. Of course, should there is your mind wander out, gently pull back and focus back on your breathing again. All right, let's start do the perfect 10 count. Okay. I want you to recall maybe yesterday you are having a rice meal, a meal with your family member, or maybe you're alone eating a rice meal. I want you to pull back yourself back to that scenery while you are eating, having the meal. How fast you finish the meal, either with your family or while you are alone eating? Could be maybe half an hour. But sometimes I find when I'm in rush, maybe I just within 10 to 15 minutes, I will finish my meal in a very rush way. So check yourself how much time you spend normally, average, having meal. Either yourself alone or with family. And do we know that a simple bowl of rice that we have finished within half an hour or less is an effort of hundred and thousand of people contributions. They have contributed their hard work, their great efforts, just to let us enjoy the meal that we are enjoying. So maybe we still while eating, we still complains about the food that we are having, the dishes that we are eating. Or maybe we didn't complain, but we just take things for granted. So check yourself, do you have that kind of behavior while you are eating? Or even you don't focus while you are eating. So now we know that even a simple bowl of rice that is a great effort of thousands of people. So let us send our gratitude to each of them. So first start by who is the one that actually cooked the rice for us? Send our gratitude to that to this person. Of course, could be you. Then you can send the gratitude to your own self as well. But could be your parents, or could be your helper. So please send your gratitude and check while you are sending your gratitude out. Do you send the gratitude from bottom of your heart? Or just simply simply sending a gratitude without any feeling? So check yourself. And of course, someone need to buy back the rice for us. Who is this person? Send our gratitude to this person as well. So always when you are sending your gratitude, check your own self. Gratitude with feeling, with love, or just simply do for the sake of doing. And of course, the rice that we bought back is normally from supermarket or store that nearby you, or even online store could be. So I want you to bring yourself into the supermarkets. You are walking into the supermarket right now. You see, you went to the rice sessions. You are viewing different variety of rice which are displayed on the rack or on the floor, who is the one to actually place nicely the rice back, stacking nicely with different variety? Who is the person? Is the supermarket staff spending their time to arrange nicely or to replace whichever is going to empty? To send our gratitude to this person, supermarket staff, his hard work. Each bag of rice is very heavy, 5 kg, 10 kg. And every day, he or she's always repeat doing that just for the sake of us. And before the rice, variety of rice can come to the supermarkets, someone need to order it. Is the supermarket purchaser. He go through the list and all the different variety and especially some favorite brand for us. Send our gratitude to the purchaser of the supermarkets. And after he did it, he make the purchase. Someone need to bring the rice to the supermarkets. It's a truck driver driving long journey just to bring the rice to the supermarket. Thanks to this truck driver. And where the truck driver get the rice from? It's a warehouse. And someone need to load the bag of rice, many bag of rice to the truck before the driver can send it to the supermarkets. So it's the porters or the staff in the warehouse need to load the rice bag onto the truck. Send our gratitude to this porter or the staff that load the rice onto the truck. Send our gratitude to this person. It's not an easy task. Then send our gratitude to the warehouse, the staff that are working inside the warehouse. And of course, most of our rice we don't produce in our own country. We actually import from other countries, China, Thailand, India. So we thanks to the importer who import the rice from different country, different brand for us. Many people is working on that. Send our gratitude to each of them. Thanks to the overseas rice supplier. Without them, we are unable to have this different kind of our favorite brand that we used to buy. Thanks for their efforts to export this rice to us. And many people is working in this export company as well. Thanks to them. And of course, Every rice need to be processed in the processing plant. So the staff in the processing plant actually working day and night just to process and make the rice into the different grades for us. Thank you, each of them. And of course, the main source of the rice came from the farmer. The farmer, maybe with his family member, spent 4 to 5 months working so hard under the hot sun, sweating every day. Sometimes they even need to encounter the natural disaster. And maybe within one day, because of the floods, the rice have been gone. All their hard work within a few months have been gone. So it's not guaranteed every time they can produce the rice for us. Have we ever thanks to the farmer who's spending their blood and sweat just to produce the rice for us? Send your grateful, the greatest gratitude to them and their family member and their staff. And of course, when we're having a meal, either alone or with our family member, we are not just eating rice only, but we have many dishes. And each dishes may be vegetable or other dishes. It's also behind of each vegetable or the dishes is thousands and thousands of people are spending day and day hard work and efforts just to let us enjoy the dishes that are on our table. So have we always take things for granted? And we don't notice that it's thousands and thousands of people helping us contribute their time just to let us enjoy the thing that we have. So now, I think every one of us, without our parents, we are unable to be here today. So, is there any words, anything that you want to say to your parents? Maybe you are saying, like me, my parents have been passed away, both my parents. So, but we still can say, still can express our gratitude to them, even they are passed away. So any words that you want to say to your parents? Before, like me, it's too late to say it because my parents have passed away. And we know that life is impermanent. Things can be happen overnight, over minutes. Give you some time. Express your gratitude or thing that you want to say to your parents.
parent is our friend.
Tasoy. So do express our gratitudes to them before it's too late in our life. All right. Now, in this morning, we have planted a lot of gratitude seeds. So I want you to imagine a golden light come out from your breath. And this golden light travel and spread out to everyone in this room. Spread out to your family member, to your city and to your country. And this golden light cover the whole universe. And everyone, we wish everyone will have a gratitude. Don't take things for granted in their day-to-day basis. Be able to grateful to the efforts that they other people contribute to them. So imagine golden light out from your breath. Everyone in this world are able to gratitude to the thing that they have and express gratitude to those people who serve them. And when you're ready, you can move your hand and your fingers and then gently open your eye and come back to this room.